Evil is afoot these days. We see it first as an attack on the truth and our trust in the truth. Note that the evil one is the father of lies. Jesus warned us in John 8, he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. God alone is the way, the truth, and the life. Paul instructs us in how to face and withstand evil unafraid, from Ephesians 6. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To flesh out briefly Paul's vital instruction, fasten the belt of truth around your waist. Hold fast the truth of God's love and power for you. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Be right with God through faith and moral living. As shoes, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. First receive the peace of Christ, and then offer it to all. Take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Let your faith be as steadfast as God's love is unchanging. Trust in God in spite of, as well as because of, circumstances. Take the helmet of salvation. Believe with your heart, mind, and soul that you are saved in Christ. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Defend your faith through God's Word. And finally, pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. Stay connected to the Spirit, and let the Spirit guide you always. Stand firm and be not afraid.